Durham has lost a legend. Acclaimed architect Phil Freelon died yesterday at the age of 66. He was diagnosed with ALS in 2016, and the state of things spoke to him after his diagnosis.
You try and figure out what is the new normal going to be. And we decided early on that it wasn't in our nature as a couple or as individuals to retreat into some shell and pretend or, you know, to hide the truth.
Phil Freelon will be remembered around the country for his work on the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. In North Carolina, he left his architectural footprint on public spaces throughout the Triangle. Joining us with a remembrance is WUNC race and culture reporter Leonida Inge. Leonida, welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a bit about Phil Freelon and the architectural footprint that he left here.
Well, it's a large footprint. He's known for working hard to definitely bring design to previously neglected places. I think that was in his heart. And like his colleagues have said, and, you know, he wanted to kind of give people a sense of dignified belonging. So a lot of the things that we see every day, we may not know that Phil Freelon played a part in actually making that a very special place, like even the, I call it the bus depot, the downtown Durham bus depot. I noticed it was, when I first saw it several years ago, I was like, that's really classy.
Well, yeah, we have the bus depot. We have Terminal 2 at RDU.
Yes.
There are plenty of spaces.
We have the Durham Bulls ballpark. A friend called me this morning to remind me that, you know, even the Stone Center at UNC Chapel Hill, a lot of his work is at universities, especially historically Black colleges and universities.
Tell us about his diagnosis and how he lived after this diagnosis of ALS.
Well, you know, when he was diagnosed in 2016, he decided early, he and his family, to be very public. He said, you know, in a way, at work, he was walking slow, moving differently. He almost couldn't hide it anyway. You know, people could see that he was struggling. So they became very public, and not in just the sense that we're going to treat this and work as hard as we can to make his life as comfortable as possible. No, they wanted to make everybody's life as comfortable as possible. They wanted to raise money for research, you know, for the Duke ALS clinic there. And they did that.
And they have also been intentional about celebrating his legacy as things move forward. The family started this North Star Church of the Arts. Can you tell us a bit about it and how his legacy will live on through that?
Well, many people may know that his wife is Nina Freelon, a Grammy-nominated jazz artist that we enjoy hearing often. And so their love of the arts together, they came together and came up with this great idea for the North Star Church of the Arts. It's in Durham. It's on West Gear Street. It's actually a former church, actually. It's a church building, very quaint and beautiful, small, and they renovated it, and they sort of just made it a space for everybody. You know, they say for poets and artists to perform. It's a place of all faiths, and of course, the people of no faith at all can go there. But it's a special place for people to perform and to meet and greet each other. And I really enjoyed when I went for the opening. You know, Phil Freelon was there. He was in this this large wheelchair. He looked great. His smile was big, and I'm glad he could be a part, and his family, to make sure he could be a part of that great last effort that he was able to give the community.
Wonderful. Well, there's plenty more to talk about, and you have a lot of it in your obituary, which people can find at our website, stateofthings.org. Leonida Inge is WUNC's race and Southern culture reporter. Thanks so much, Leonida.
Thank you.
Just ahead, we will talk about mental health in minority communities. You're listening to The State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Anita Rao, and here is Nina Freelon.